Podcasting like we mean it. It's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy, with special guests.
Me, Just Pete.
And Nessa Janet.
Oh, no, no. Go!
Coming to you almost live from the now barren cornfields of central Illinois, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Now with new and improved Illinois flavor crystals. Joining Red Boy and Amy today are Nessa Janet and Just Pete from the Illinois Podcast.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. That's right, featuring tonight, I am honored to have in
Yay!
The house, Nessa Janet.
Wow, ooh. I've never gotten an introduction like that before.
And Pete happens to be here too, by the way.
Story of my life.
In the his house in the cornfields.
You're not actually in the cornfields.
No.
You realize that. No. Now you're talking to locals.
I know. I did grow up with
the facade doesn't work anymore.
No, I did grow up with a cornfield in the backyard though, so. Welcome guys. It's
thank
only taken
you,
us
thank you.
What, 6 months to probably put this together?
At least.
We've been trying. And don't tell Isaac from Blue Dog that you had your own intro, because he didn't.
Ooh. Well, actually, Isaac gave us a little warning about what to expect coming in here. And here's what he told us. He
Please.
Said, yeah, he said it's going to be interesting, because here's what happens is Red Boy is always playing with the board or tweaking something or flipping
time.
Things
yeah.
around.
I'm usually making it worse.
And he says, typically, Absolute Amy is just reading a magazine.
I don't
like,
have
through
one
the entire
today.
Thing. And she's like, uh-huh. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you give her a pen and a piece of paper,
I start
she'll
doodling.
Doodle.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You should start selling those on eBay.
Yeah. Absolute Amy doodles.
Yeah.
Original artwork.
Could you put those as like the little picture in iTunes?
Ooh.
Go along with
it. Oh. She's a marketing
collectors.
Genius.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had notes around here somewhere.
Where's
why don't we play your game first, Amy? We have Beers of the World.
Oh, this is my game now. I thought this was Pete's.
Well, it's for Pete.
Okay.
Pete wanted a beverage. I said, I have Beers of the World.
Mm.
So we decided we'd spin the globe.
Mm.
And whichever locale we come closest to is what Pete will be drinking this evening. Mm-hmm. So,
what's on the board?
Well, let's see. We have... I have no idea. This one's from...
Does that even got beer in it?
Yes, this is from Holland. We have Holland. There's Holland. The Stein Lager's from New Zealand. We have a Heck Push from...
excuse you.
Sounds delicious.
Yes, this is from...
now with more phlegm.
I guess it's from Germany because it says brewed according to German law.
Mm. They are sticklers there.
Yes, and this is from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Nice. Ooh.
Okay. So, the globe is spinning.
And I just put my finger anywhere, huh?
Yeah. He's going to hit Milwaukee and get a Miller Lite.
Niger! What do we have from Niger?
What are you closest to there? Maybe Holland? How far is Holland?
If I go directly up, I'm in Sweden.
Sweden. How about no, New Zealand? No. How far from Germany are you?
How about Denmark?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Okay. Sold.
Where's Denmark? Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's the...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's then the... you're having a Carlsberg beer from Denmark.
This looks delicious.
You know, Pete's got to figure out how to work the.
Matt, can you help him so he doesn't hurt himself?
It's his own mic.
Done.
I don't really care. All right. Well, now that Pete has a beer, we can get on with the show.
Oh, that's tasty.
Yeah. How is that from? What did we end up in? New Zealand? Germany?
No, Denmark.
Denmark.
Matt's all about New Zealand tonight.
I am. I've never been to New
Zealand. He doesn't know where New Zealand's
no.
at on the globe. Yeah. Thought it was in the northern hemisphere.
Northern, southern hemisphere, yeah, what's
whatever.
The difference?
Almost, if you go all the way around twice, maybe you'd be.
All right, well,
they're
before,
probably communists anyway.
This is where I'll make Jan and Pete put up with the housekeeping part of the show.
Oh.
Before everybody turns this crap off and says, you know, these people are crazy.
What is the housekeeping?
I want people to stick a pin in our map.
Oh, in the map, yeah.
You guys don't have a map, do you?
No.
Why do we need a map?
It's the in thing. All the cool kids.
Oh.
Not all the cool kids. Everybody's doing it, so.
Okay.
You're more of the eclectic group, so you might, you know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're different. You're the only podcast I know that
Matt,
has season
you
two.
You don't join on and jump onto everything, what everything everybody else is doing.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Don't we have Google AdSense?
We do have Google Ads, but... hasn't been paying the bills, so we're quickly, quickly doing away with that.
But no, every you know, well, we had a map,
Okay.
But we were going before Frapper.
What was wrong with our map?
Well, everybody does Frapper, and Frapper's easier.
Frapper.
Frapper map. So we went Frapper map, but then we had to ditch our old map, so it means everybody starts over. So
Yeah, we lost all those listeners probably about 3-4 months ago.
That's the problem, yeah. Isn't it? They only hang around for a couple weeks, exactly. And you lose their pin.
they're over now, so. Yeah.
So that's really the only housekeeping
thing. Please go out there and stick a pin into the map for Matt.
Exactly. But I did want to make Pete feel at home. Well, right. Actually, I want to make Janet feel at home.
You already gave me a beer.
Ooh. So... Just so you guys would, we want to feel a little more Illinois-y for you. So,
ooh,
straight from the Muppets here for you.
Yes.
Janet, do you feel at home now?
Well, the funny thing is that I've never actually watched the Muppets.
You haven't?
What?
No. Are you kidding? I didn't grow up with Muppets. I just know this from The Office.
Oh, we'll have
English or British version.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll have to get her.
Well, we had next year Christmas.
Yes. I got her Muppets Take Manhattan
for Christmas. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, there you
That's
go.
A very good one.
It is.
Do they sing this?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Okay. What's this from?
Of course not.
I have no idea.
Sesame Street
from
did
the internet.
It before.
Mm-hmm.
Long, long time ago, the mm-hmm. old ones.
Really?
And I'm as old as Sesame Street, so I remember.
Amy actually started Sesame Street.
No, I think it's a year older or a year younger than me.
But I didn't want Pete to feel left out.
Ooh.
So, Pete.
This is your son.
Can you yawn for me?
That's a good lager.
Nice.
I love the Elms from Born Again Christian. You play this, I believe, every time you start.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to double my listenership by being on the show?
If you pick up one, I'll be impressed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't sing. Are you kidding?
Let's Man, the licensing okay. fee on this must be.
Oh,
how
yeah.
do you guys even Outrageous. Swing that?
Oh, you know, we just hope we never get sued one day.
Do you know a good lawyer?
I really hope that the Muppets don't come, because we have little Muppets in our living room and stuff, so maybe yes. they would forgive us.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have Elmo and...
But I actually did pay the 99 cents from iTunes today for that song from Elms.
It's a great song. You'll really enjoy it.
Oh, we do. Amy was dancing in the kitchen earlier to it, so see?
I was.
The goodness that podcast is bringing this community of Central Illinois.
Let's talk about your headphones.
They
She's
are
been
something
holding
else.
That yeah. in.
You do realize I didn't invite them over to make fun of me.
I didn't. We didn't do that. I thought.
Now, to be fair, these are like top of the line, high quality headphones.
I would say they're top of the line, but they're above. Me average, yeah.
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 Okay.
They're not
when did you get these and why did you get them?
I got these yesterday.
For what?
For podcasting.
And what did you, was this birthday money, Christmas
yeah,
money or something?
They were about the only pair left at Best Buy.
Oh, that's right.
I bet they were expensive though.
Well, it depends on how you define expense. I mean, they weren't hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but they weren't $20 either, so.
Mm-hmm.
Throw yourself in the middle there somewhere. But they do have sort of a
halo? a crown or something.
I believe, was it Janet or Pete were saying, it looks like headgear, Pete?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For your braces.
So, I had some like it in junior high, straightened my teeth right out. You're really going to be happy with the results of that.
We'll take a picture
yeah,
and post
that's
it.
That's going to be your iTunes picture.
My iTunes picture is my headphone.
No, is there a name for that picture?
You know,
should it be like this or like this?
Yes. No,
over
your
mouth.
Over
your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. That's
I'll just podcast like, keeps me the right distance from the mic and everything. Yeah.
I'm thinking that we could maybe have... Lynn, do another picture.
Augment my picture.
Augment, yeah, he could just put these gigantic headphones.
And he'd make them, like, huge, like, yeah. like they are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's nice, too, if you ever get sacked while you're doing the podcast, it's nice to protect the face. Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, that's
a
Red Boy podcast.
Good seeing you.
Oh, my. Look, that's, you know, it's beyond our bedtime. Oh, there's that yawn again. Yes.
There's one point I wanted to bring up. It's been a bit of a contention for me. Ever since you tried to name Amy.
Oh, no.
He's bitter about this.
Well, the truth is that the best name for her was Princess Buttercup.
It was.
I mean, it was the clear winner. It was clearly her favorite. And I feel like there's a little manhandling of the names. Like perhaps somebody overrode her decision.
You can
tell he's been holding this in, Janet. He's been
for years. I mean, Princess Buttercup and Red Boy is like,
so like all week
butter
he's been,
and cheese.
Let me tell you, he's not been holding it in. That's what he talks about all the time at home.
I throw
every
things.
Every time that he listens to your show, he's like, that's so...
Oh! Anger!
Sons of...
Why, Amy, why?
So, yeah. And actually,
do you want to own up to it, or are you just going to pretend like...
You outvoted me on that.
Yeah. Is that true? Did you overwrite it?
No, I think...
Are you taking ownership
of
the
show? That was the name I wanted.
All right.
There's copyright issues with Princess Buttercup.
Oh, bull.
There is.
Oh.
I know there... Surely there is, and I am
hey,
not...
Hey, it's never stopped you before. Come on.
Surely. Where is Shirley, anyways?
I don't know.
Hey, okay. We'll call it even.
We can call the baby Princess Buttercup.
Oh,
so Little Red Boy and Princess Buttercup?
Yeah.
All I want is the prize. That's all I want.
What was the prize?
I don't know. We can find one, though. I'll dig one out.
Didn't he get a beer already?
How about a beer from... how about some Holland beer?
I'll take it.
Yes, exactly. There you go. See?
Okay.
I'm sure I have something.
I feel better now. Just
you
as
got
long
the gun
as...
off your chest there, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. Volleying back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
How about your church? Mm. When do they ever meet?
Oh, man. I knew. I'm like...
Now, let's get clear. This is not a religious podcast. Mad. We don't talk religion on this podcast very
no,
often.
No, there's three things you don't talk about in podcasting.
What?
Politics, religion, and...
Politics.
Illinois.
Ooh. No, you've done it again.
You know.
You rascally rabbit, you. What's that... Headphones. Those headgear. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Okay. Our church. When do we meet?
Well,
Sundays.
I was. Let me back up. Mm-hmm. Those who listen to Red Boy Podcast, who for some who knows what reason don't listen to Illinois.
You know, 90% of your listeners came from Illinois to Red Boy.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh,
yeah, but honey, remember our church only met one time on Christmas and one time on New
Year's Day. Yes, but their church did not meet on Christmas.
Yeah,
and we did not rearrange our meeting schedule for New Year's morning for the hungover group.
Oh,
but you know what? Yeah. The only reason I think our church
Amy,
met on
you're
Christmas,
you're supposed to be taking my side on this.
No, I'm not.
That's the fun of this year.
Because last year wasn't Christmas on a Saturday. Yes. And our church did not meet on Sunday.
She's the worst debate partner in the world.
Yeah, seriously. She left you out to dry there.
Okay, well, I have some other topics here. Anybody want to play a game?
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
Rename Amy.
Poor man.
I think we're going to redo this podcast. It's going to be a solo podcast.
Oh, it's unfortunate Pete and Janet couldn't join us tonight. It's just me.
It's going to take a lot of editing to cut you out, but I think I can do it.
I killed Amy. I've locked her up in the basement.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm just going to glaze over that whole topic.
Okay, what else were we going to talk about?
It was a good topic, though. You're right.
Do you see the problem I run into with her? I try and have this thing where there'd be some good conversation, and she if you guys weren't here, she'd side with me and there wouldn't be a debate.
Yeah.
Now there's somebody here to debate with, and she's on your side, and I'm totally unarmed, so...
I totally don't know how that is. My wife is totally appeasing to me. She's biblically appeasing to me, as spelled out in the scripture.
It's true. She serves.
She serves.
I'm still waiting for that much, but...
Wait, I'm
she's subservient.
Not quite sure what kind of a debate he was looking for, because... Aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on that side. Like, why would we cancel church?
Well, I was kind of...
Oh, you wanted to... Yeah. We can go girls against guys here.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. Sorry. No, okay. No, honestly, like, on New Year's Day, I won't be at church. I know I won't be.
Well, that's like... I knew from the beginning I would go to Midnight Mass anyway at a Catholic church and not go to our church Sunday anyway, so it didn't bother me.
See, we went on...
Blasphemy.
This is his argumentation technique.
You're going to
debate skills.
I do. All right.
You didn't go one
you're
time.
You're eternally down.
I have to, although it pains me to agree, I have to agree with Pete on one point.
We didn't go.
Is it about grape nuts? You open the box. There is no grapes. There are no nuts.
Just
I agree with you. I hate that. Why are they? And they're very loud, and grapes aren't loud when you eat them. Wow. And there are no nuts in grapes.
Honey Nut Cheerios. There's no nuts in Honey Nut Cheerios either.
It's bait and switch.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah, there's Cheerios.
There's
some
no,
kind of like,
yeah,
no it's
nuts.
Like some kind of coating.
Not flavoring.
artificial flavoring, I'm sure.
What about those dried up strawberries in Special K now?
Yeah, how long can you keep those a dehydrated strawberry?
Those are my favorite. Janet? Add milk and they just spring back to life.
Astronauts do it all the time.
Yeah, those are freeze-dried.
They're okay.
Well, at least the ones that sell in gift shops are freeze-dried.
Yeah, and they float. Are. I think that's another difference.
So, NASA, Janet, have you had freeze-dried food? I've never had the space food.
Oh, some of it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like, I want to go in space just for the food.
It's great. I've had the commercialized ice cream stuff. I love it. Pete hates it.
The dots?
No, like the big, it's like a big chunk.
Yeah, that's
future.
I've
never had the dots.
Dots are future, not space.
But yeah,
when you go to the movies, get yourself some dots.
I'm going to have to. I've never had
them. But how long is that going to continue to be the ice cream of the future? Like it has been for 20 years. It's like...
Well, next thing's going to be retro.
Yeah.
It's going to be the retro ice cream.
Remember when we put it in a bowl?
And Pete had a voice.
Do you need some water? I can get you some.
No, I got more beer.
That,
it's that time of year.
That New Holland beer or whatever he's got over there.
Well, actually, Aussie Tom emailed me this week and dropped me off an audio file because he said that, you know, he felt bad about missing out on you. So I guess we could just play it right now and we could play the game.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Is that great?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Here's Aussie Tom.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Aussie Tom.
Hello, Aussie Tom.
What's cracking? Anyway, your word for today is ding-ba-ling-a-ding.
Janet, do you know what ding-ba-ling-a-ding?
That's weird. I spent a whole semester in Australia, and I never heard that word before.
Aussie Tom, can you repeat that for us?
Crikey, yeah. It's ding-ba-ling-a-ding.
Ding-ba-ling-a-ding. Can you use that in a sentence, Aussie Tom?
Oh, crikey. I just bet my ding-ba-ling-a-ding.
I don't know if you want to bet your ding-a-ling-a-ding. You might need that.
I thought you said he bent it.
Oh, he bent it or spent? Did he spent it or dent it or bent it?
Crikey! I think I dented my ding-a-ling-a-ding.
He didn't. And then the word changes. I think he dented his ding-a-ling-a-ding.
Does he guesses? Say crocky a lot? I didn't know he said crikey.
Crikey, it's a croc. If he watches the Wiggles, he does. Aussie Tom, do you watch the Wiggles a lot?
He doesn't know it.
Come on, this is an audio file. You can't just answer spontaneously.
Oh, that's crazy. Right.
Oh, that's right. I forget.
Wow, that's
this is pre-recorded audio.
Do you have an answer for that, Janet? Any guesses?
Gosh, I'm going to need a little more time on this.
You guys, any idea?
I don't want to answer. I'm old. I can't.
You dented your ding-a-ling.
You dented your car.
No, I'm going to guess it's your. I'm going to guess it's your bell, like the Blue Dog Banner has a ding. I'm guessing you dented it. You threw it against the wall. You dented your ding-a-ling. Whatever. I don't know what the word is, but whatever.
I like the car idea.
We need to keep those two apart.
Yeah, it's getting ugly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play the Aussie Tom. Thing. What's the definition, Aussie Tom?
A ding-a-ling-a-ding is just a ribbit-a-doo with its flibbit-a-flaps.
Oh, well.
That's your word for the day. It's me, Aussie Tom. See you later, Red Boy. And you, Absolute Amy. Till next time. Flippin'.
No good day.
Good day.
Oh, sorry. It was just a little delay.
It was late. Yeah,
a little late.
Wow.
He paused.
It came straight from Australia.
I didn't preview the audio before we played it, so.
That's a bad idea.
Well, it was nice to have Aussie Tom take it.
I'm really excited about it.
What, Amy, why do I get this feeling when you look at me, you just laugh at my headset? That's just going...
No,
it's kind of like looking at a large, endowed woman going, yes, okay, oh, sorry.
What were you saying?
You have a head? I'm sorry, yeah. And I obviously have this on
my think
head.
What I'm going to do is decorate it.
So what was... I asked Janet, and then I'm going to trap Pete.
Uh-oh.
Janet, what was your favorite Christmas present?
Oh, great question.
I got an Illini sweatshirt.
Oh,
Sans the Chief.
Oh,
and that's what I loved
chief.
About it.
That's blasphemy, too. That's twice.
Down with the Chief.
Oh, that's cold.
You know, my grandmother was American Indian.
and she was in favor of the chief.
She couldn't see the TV from 1,000 miles away.
And she also didn't use her microwave either.
No.
That was a bread box. It was a bread box. She never used it.
So I know she had an opinion about the chief at all whatsoever. So. Hmm. And Pete.
Yeah.
Now keep in mind, again, if your family listens to your show, they probably don't listen to mine. So your favorite Christmas gift should probably come from Janet. What was your favorite Christmas gift?
I would have to say time together with us loving one another.
Sorry.
Wow, that's really pretty.
Time that's together.
Pretty. Oh, okay.
Loving each other.
Well, we actually,
I didn't know what to do in the evening. What was a gift you unwrapped?
Oh.
Well, to be fair, before he answers, we actually decided not to exchange gifts with each other this year.
Which meant, Pete, but I'm not going to buy you anything.
Exactly. Correct. Well, no, I really didn't want him to buy anything, and I was kind of mad when I found out that he did.
Mad. So mad she wore the sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't buy this for me. Oh, no.
Girlfriend.
No, no. He didn't buy anything this expensive.
What? That maybe, cribbage set that I bought you was...
What's that smell?
Maybe you heard him talk about Muppets in Manhattan.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that came from the $5 bin at Walmart.
No, that was Santa.
Right.
Santa shops thrifty these days.
Anyway.
Santa's burning copyrighted DVDs up in the North Pole. Yeah.
So he did buy me something, and it was actually a good thing because it made up for the fact that his mother had me in their family drawing.
She's listening to this.
I hope she's... I don't think that she's listening. But she forgot to buy me something, so it was a good thing that Pete bought me something. Because
even if it was from the discount bin at Walmart.
Exactly.
She did get you a book.
Yes.
What was the book?
Something about space. Everything that I ever received from her is about space and aliens.
It could be worse. To me. It could be like the Kama Sutra or something. So.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
Make me a grandbaby. You don't need that kind of pressure going on. Mm-mm. Your life, trust me.
Mm-mm.
But if you want to take a child home, we have lovely parting gifts. We can 1 year or 5 year, you know, for the taking.
Beautiful.
They're both beautiful
kids. The five's potty trained, but the one's a lot quieter, so you take your choice.
Not always. She's really getting into the squawking now.
She's becoming American.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
Ooh.
Do that.
Hot mic.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy's not that. So good with the mic thing.
So anyway, Pete, what was your favorite gift?
My favorite gift...
Besides time together.
What's that? That book your mom got?
Pete, if you want some, if you need some help.
Ooh.
Yes. There's so many choices. What do I go with? I guess the real gift was for my birthday, my lovely wife got me Laser Challenge, which is a type of laser tag.
Yes. Yes. I'm
because
about
laser
this.
Tag is now coming down in price. And it's like every kid's dream. Anybody who grew up in the 80s wanted to have some laser tag.
I had laser tag.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
But it costs like $1,000
exactly.
for a gun.
And it shot 10 feet approximately.
Yeah.
I don't even
I got
know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, no kidding. Laser tag?
Laser tag.
Oh
my God.
What are you, like almost 40?
I am. I am.
She told me that. Come on.
Edit, remix.
See, I told you. I'm going to wing a candy at you.
Pete's going to have an eye taken out. Yes.
But for Christmas, we got to try it out. And in fact, I had two of them, and then we got two for my nephew.
But you get two in a box.
Right, yes. Two in a box for $20.
I heard you talk about that on your show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm buying these.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy these, then next summer, we'll suit up.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you get more than 10 feet out of them now?
250 feet. Yeah.
You couldn't even see people back then.
Yeah. Far. So we tried it out, and we did it at night with about 1.5 acres, you know, and, like, trees everywhere, and it was
so
a killer
like gorilla
time.
Laser tag.
Yeah, it was, like,
Janet, great. Did you play along?
I did not. They had four guns, and Pete and his brother and his brother-in-law had three of the guns, and then they had his four-year-old nephew.
And he got destroyed, I'll be honest.
They do not
just
show
him,
any
no.
mercy at all.
It was a life lesson. It was a life lesson, and he learned it the hard way.
Oh, my God. And then they sent the kid inside.
That's not quite fair. I offered to make you a hostage. That was an offer I made to you, and you...
Little Johnny, why does your score readout say air?
Yeah.
Yes, I see.
So that was it.
Wow.
Fantastic.
We'll have to,
highly recommend it.
We'll have to do some summer Midwest podcast conference laser tag. Because
it's the best of both worlds.
Because you guys karaoke too late for people with children. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well,
because I heard the last karaoke night ended a little late.
And they all had children.
Not all, but all of them that stayed that late
had children.
Who do they have babysit their children?
I don't know.
That late.
They just don't go home.
Here's the suggestion I have for you all. Why don't you all coordinate and get one babysitter or two babysitters and have all of your kids?
It's
and
like
we
it's
will
locked
party
up
till the break of dawn.
Why don't you just lock them up? Don't you have like a pen in the? Don't you have a shed?
Yeah,
have a garage.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have a garage.
No, we'll
the backyard is fenced in.
We'll throw them some popsicles.
Oh, it's fenced in. There you go. We're set. Mm.
Oh no, a better idea. Hey, why don't we just have karaoke at 8 a.m.
No problem with that.
We'll have a little breakfast.
Actually, I'm up at 5, so come on,
shoot.
Let's do it.
It gives us 3 extra hours.
What's wrong with happy hour karaoke?
Well, happy hour is for happy hour.
Not karaoke
hour. Exactly. Anybody knows karaoke knows there's a particular, like, a bewitching time.
There's the
golden time of karaoke.
Well, let's start happy hour by 7. I'll be ready.
That's 7. We could do 7. But you're right. The thing is just coming up with a sitter. And
mm-hmm. I think the real reason you didn't come is because you're scared.
Oh,
well,
no.
You're scared.
No.
You missed the...
And you're scared.
You missed the karaoke we had at the shop, my parents' shop.
I wasn't invited to that.
Because you don't work there.
Sorry. You can come down and deliver paper, and then next year you'll be invited.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'm a customer.
It's not the customer appreciation party.
Thank you, Amy. It's the employee appreciation party.
And I'll tell you what, it was some bad karaoke.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
7,800 songs.
Holy cow.
Wow. We only have over 1,000.
Yeah, 7,800?
Well, this was a professional that you hired.
Like the professional?
Professional.
Yeah. You're drunk.
No.
That half a glass of wine just tanked her right there.
Yeah. I've been sipping on this glass of wine for like 4 hours.
So it's fresh.
She's nursing.
But so 7,800 songs.
Wow.
And it was still a...
That's impressive.
Oh, it was train wreck.
It was bad.
But we will make a karaoke night.
Okay.
Mark our words.
But it never sounds like when you're doing that karaoke that when they come up and they go, the key of C. And you're looking at it.
Yeah,
like,
I wonder about that too.
Great. And I'm like, it doesn't even sound right. It doesn't even sound like this is in the right key. I'm like, you're like trying to find where the note would, it's no. Yes.
And when I'm drinking my beer, the key of, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, hold on.
Well, and the
or mumbles. The key of mumbles when you have our one friend who was up there. He was hysterical.
Yeah.
He was drinking brown mumblers.
He kind of sounded like...
Well, we got to sing the Beatles. We got to sing the Beatles.
He didn't sound like the Beatles.
Okay. Let's sing the Beatles.
Well, and to be fair, most of those karaoke CDs are made by small Taiwanese children. Try to keep the price down.
For 2 cents an hour, right?
Rub, rub me do. You know I rub you.
Do you have backup vocals in those?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, well, then we're in. We're set.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, 5 a.m.
5 a.m., let's call it.
There you go. 5 a.m.
And then
tomorrow.
Laser tag will be after.
Oh, yes. It's a whole day.
Midday laser tag and then podcast in the afternoon.
We'll make bacon and eggs midway through the day.
It should be a podcasting retreat. We'll charge money.
I love it.
That's actually a really
You're
fun
a genius.
Idea.
I love that idea.
Okay, you start marketing it.
We'll go. Where would we go?
Here. I don't think we need
house.
To go anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We're just, it's central
Why don't
Illinois.
We go out, what the old, used to be a Holodome, it was a RAS, and now I don't know what it is. That has the indoor Holodome pool, indoor pool.
The Clarion.
Yeah. Ooh, the Clarion.
Oh.
We'll go out there, there's a pool.
Yes. Nice name, don't know what the
You can do laser tag around the big atrium area, and then you can have a breakfast.
Yeah.
We can have some learning symposiums.
Get your tickets
Ooh,
now.
Some symposiums.
How Not to Podcast by Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Here's what not to do.
Here, just listen. Yeah. Okay, enough said.
Subscribe to us. You're done. All right, are you guys ready for a game?
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about my hair.
Ooh.
Typically,
I've been biting my tongue.
That and my headphones.
I don't want to go into that segment yet. Go ahead. Let's start the game.
Typically, we do a segment called What the Hell Are They Saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We're not doing that tonight.
Oh, that's
I'm
sad.
Very sad. I prepared some Australian words.
Oh no,
well, no, that's a different thing. Then we do the Australian Aussie
okay.
Tom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm.
We have it. We're doing name that eighties movie.
Oh no,
You know that Janet wasn't born until 1993. This could be problematic.
Really?
That's not
yeah. on multiple levels because I'm thinking, doing quick math,
it's okay.
I might get arrested.
Well, we actually got married in Zaire, so.
And if you live in, is it Oklahoma? Where's all the Colorado City or whatever that is?
Mm-hmm. So wow, you seem to know that offhand. That's
we just saw something on Dateline.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You got to love Dateline for. Mm-hmm. All right, and this is where we learn levels. We just play it and we find out if it's too loud or too quiet. So the first one's gonna be kind of easy. So here we go.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, mm-hmm. sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads.
Oh,
they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
My mom will be happy because she really likes this movie. By
a show of hands, who knows what this movie is? All right. Oh,
I'm telling you,
Janet.
I was alive from. Most of the 80s.
Hold on. All right, so it's obviously Janet is the one who does not know. Mm-hmm. Janet, you have one more clue.
Okay.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.
Ah, got it.
You know it, and the answer is, Janet, let's see if you get it right.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller.
Yes.
Okay,
Ferris
good.
Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Hey,
girl.
I don't have my...
a girl?
Yeah.
I need a bell. I need a bell.
Now ask them a science question.
Yeah. No.
What's your
the moon?
Gravity.
Good answer. Family Feud.
Yeah.
The moon.
Yeah, we should do Janet's science.
Hey, Family Feud would be fun.
Yeah, we should do podcasting Family Feud.
That would be great.
Now, Janet had trouble with the last one. Mm-hmm. I don't think she'll get this one.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Because we do get harder as we go through.
Oh, no.
Would you classify that as a launch problem or a design problem?
Now, I'll give you a clue. Val Kilmer's in this movie.
Okay. I'm getting closer. I have a guess.
Obviously, I know what it is.
Is this that one that you just had on TV on the you just played for us with Luke?
No. I'll give you another clue.
Oh, no, I know.
What?
I know.
A dream where you see yourself standing in sort of sun god robes on a pyramid with 1,000 naked women screaming and throwing little pickles at you.
Oh, I think I do. But
Amy, Janet, do you have a guess?
I have no guess.
Is it Top Gun?
No.
Okay.
No. See. Pete. Yeah. I was gonna say Top Gun after the first one,
and
but
then
the
second one.
No, this is before.
Something about Val pickles. Kilmer?
This is before, well before Top Gun.
Really? Well, then I would not know.
Lasers and you may not even see this.
Tron.
let's do an eight. Oh,
I love that movie.
That
by
is
the
a great
way,
movie.
And I love the game.
Oh yeah.
game. And then you had to kill that thing in the middle and you
okay, that's not the movie. Stop talking.
No, she's right. Let her go.
Okay.
I love that game.
All right, let's do an age level set here. Mm-hmm. Pete's 28, as we know, he just had a birthday.
What?
Yes, sorry, Pete. Mm. I'm 32. I just had a birthday.
I'm Amy's 32,
37
also.
And a half. Oh.
Ooh.
Janet is
25.
Oh.
This is gonna be
she's the legal. Baby.
It is Real Genius.
I have no idea what that movie is.
I don't remember it.
That was in the 80s?
That was in the 80s, yes. Probably 82, 83.
Was it popular?
Apparently not, because my old wife over here doesn't know it.
Oh.
Okay, this one.
You are going to get smacked.
Here's one. Do it. You guys can't go home. Amy should know this one.
What's happening, hot stuff?
I do know, but... Oh, I know.
Don't say it.
I won't.
Janet.
Are you kidding?
Janet may have... we may have to handicap Janet on this
Janet
one.
Janet will have to watch the sequel that's coming out soon.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do another one. Hold on.
I can't believe I gave my panties to a geek.
Yeah, I knew that.
Pete?
What was his name? Long Dong...
Long Duck Dong.
Long Duck Dong? How about that for a hint? Long Duck Dong? Long Duck Dong? Long Duck Dong?
I think you can say as many times as you want. I don't know if she's going to
Long Duck Dong? Gave her panties.
He was Oriental.
Sweet 16.
Close.
Very close.
Oh,
16
very
candles.
Yes.
And they're going to have a 16 candles too.
Really?
Oh, finally.
I'm Molly Ringwald. Exactly. It's going to be her with her kid.
Oh, Pete man. And I have been waiting with
bated
breath.
I can't wait.
Oh, I
so
can't wait
should
to
I watch
see
the
older
one?
Long Duck Dong.
I bet they'll get him.
I bet everybody's old and shriveled.
And then.
What?
Well, intermission here for you.
Ooh, I'm going to go out and get a snack.
Well, then would you guys like a snack?
Yeah, do you have popcorn or?
I can make some.
Yeah, feel free to go for intermission.
Perhaps some Twizzlers and Milk Duds? Speaking of Milk Duds, speaking of movies,
What? Have you seen a movie recently?
No, but have you seen this? It's off of Saturday Night Live. It's called Lazy Sunday. It's the Narnia rap. It's a free download on iTunes.
I saw that. I didn't download.
Hilarious.
Here's how lame I am. I was too busy. I saw the free preview and didn't have time to download the free thing.
Oh, it's free. I can't really.
I don't have time for freeness. But it is the part. It's awesome. The part I listened to was hilarious.
For any Beastie Boys fans, it was classic.
Oh, definitely
classic.
Totally in the whatcha want.
Yeah, in that frame.
In that frame of reference. So, Amy, are you making popcorn? I hear the microwave. Yeah.
She really is. What are you doing?
No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to make anything.
It's already in the microwave.
Oh, it's already done.
Oh, I thought she was just getting wine. I might actually have to pause, I guess, Amy.
Oh, great.
Oh. We're
Maybe you could just keep this going and let your podcast listeners
just experience.
Yeah, go ahead. You guys go and wander. Just keep your speakers turned up. And
here. Well, let's.
Is this how that guy was singing?
Well, while Amy's doing her thing and we're listening to Little Elms, and this is awesome. I love this song. This is great. Actually, I had to go to the Born Again Christian site. And what is that song? I've asked you like 300 times. What's that song? What's that song? He's like, shut up. But I got $75 worth of iTunes gift certificates for Christmas.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. So I decided, hey, today I'll go out and start. And I
peruse.
And I just started downloading all kinds. Just across the board.
Really?
Let's hear it. What'd you get?
Oh, see, I can't. Oh, yeah, I can't play. I can't.
Just throw out some
Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, classic. They have a best of.
I think this is off their best of, too. No, actually, the one
whole
I
album. You know, just crank it up.
Well, I'm giving it all it's got, Captain. The way I'm doing it, this is all it's got. So, enjoy.
Yeah, you should karaoke to this.
The Cure?
Mm-hmm. Mm. 80s, I rediscovered it this weekend. What were we watching? Napoleon Dynamite. Is that right?
Yeah.
80s music is the best music that was ever made.
Oh, yeah.
Ever made.
I love 80s.
Ever made. Janet?
Well, yes.
Sure. Well, Janet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This brings back Larry. Susan Vega. The year was 1988. Lech Walesa was freeing Poland. Ronald Reagan serving his second term as president.
I like the bass line.
Oh, this is the remix, huh?
It's just what I downloaded. This is what I downloaded, dude. I don't know. I got a little Collective Soul.
Man.
No, this is this
see
is
them
more
in
90s.
Concert?
No.
Yeah, we did. They were with the Cranberries.
Okay.
Mm,
only Amy would pass out popcorn to eat on a podcast. This is going to be great.
This is extra buttery. Is this movie theater style?
It smells good.
One last song.
That's my Collective Soul. Oh, yeah.
Well, Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
The impression that I get.
The impression that I get is Amy's drinking. You're drinking a beer of the world, Amy.
I am, and it's some Samuel Smith or something.
Mm. She spun the woman. She
it's from England.
Ooh,
it's a brown lager.
Good day, mate.
It's a brown
wrong
lager.
Country.
Oh, oh fudge.
But I burnt myself on the popcorn when I was making that.
Oh, the tragedy that is.
No, when I opened it up. You see, this is all about podcasts. It has some popcorn. Wow. Sounds really good.
This is just gonna be hey. Hang out with... Oh, Lord.
let me tell you guys something.
Pete, even you couldn't edit this down to a decent podcast.
No,
Matt,
you and I.
Matt hates when...
Mouth
when
noises?
Absolutely despise it.
You're like Janet. Janet will not stop eating for the podcast. I mean,
Amy,
we just had to get over that and just say,
like,
okay.
Amy will be eating like Cheerios in the morning. I'm like, stop chewing.
Oh, and then Luke does it too. Luke will be like...
Guess what? I can turn you people off. Janet is being polite. Mm-hmm.
Too bad, because guess what? You're turning me on right now.
All right, well, since you're having your popcorn.
You did remind me. If
all right, what are we going to play now? Hmm.
Well, I have another song. I have another
that
movie.
We're talking
let's go.
About,
one
no.
I have one last okay. movie.
Here
one last movie.
Here we go. I got the popcorn now.
20 papers, that's $2 plus tip.
Gee, Johnny, I don't have a dime. Sorry.
Didn't ask for a dime. $2.
This is classic. I mean,
well, it's funny. See, my mom had to leave early to take my brother to school and my dad to work because
$2 cash.
See, the problem here is that my little brother this morning got his arm caught in the microwave and my grandmother dropped acid and she freaked out and hijacked a school bus full of penguins. So it's kind of a family crisis. So come back later. Great.
All right. Who knows it?
I got some guesses.
Janet.
Your first guess is Say Anything.
No.
No.
Because that's...
That would be the better John Cusack movie.
That's your favorite.
You at least know the Cusack part. Okay.
Yeah, you told her.
Better Off Dead?
That would have been my guess. There's one where he's in a...
Well, this gives it away, I think.
Here we go.
Gee, I'm real sorry your mom blew up, Ricky. Doctor said she'll be okay. I guess she just won't be able to eat any spicy foods for a while.
This is Better Off Dead.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, because his mom blows up because he's going to kill himself, mm-hmm. and he comes in and sets a glass of, like, gasoline on the table, and Ricky's mom drinks and then lights a cigarette and blows her face off, apparently.
Oh, Ricky.
That was, like, when I was growing up, one of my sister's friends, her dad thought that was, like, the funniest movie. He talked about that movie every time we always
I love that movie. Then the Chinese guy who had the great Howard Cosell accent.
I don't really remember
oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lance is up to the plate. Of course, I can't do
you
any.
You do terrible impressions.
My impressions are awful.
That was great, man.
Amy, do you want to hear my Dr. Phil?
Stop it.
It's really bad. Dr. Bill, Mr. Bill, is better than I am.
Yeah.
Sort of a Bill Cosby meets Dr. Phil.
And kinda. Bill Cosby, that is the worst impression.
Okay, Amy, you really have to quit eating the popcorn. Stop.
Because
it really is annoying.
All right, I won't do it.
This is the worst possible food to bring to a podcast.
We're talking about movies. Well, it was quite appropriate.
You might as well eat the gingerbread house.
I think we should leave and let them work this out.
I think Dr. Bill should work this out.
Yeah. It'll never be worked out. Okay, now what are we
talking about? Okay, so I was at the... I took Maggie today to get her tubes, her ears checked at the doctor. Because mm-hmm. she had tubes put in about a month ago.
And she probably... Well, yeah, okay.
So they had that done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sitting there, and Luke is with me because I'm the stay-at-home dad this week.
You're his father.
I am his father, yes, because I am his father, and the mother was not about, so I couldn't leave him at home.
I wasn't about.
So I had to take him with big headphones and all.
Mm-hmm.
So Luke looks at me, and he goes, "Why do you have a stripe of hair on your head?" I'm like, "What are you talking about, Lucas?" Here, and you can't see him on the radio, but I have a bit of a receding hairline.
Just think of David Letterman.
So I sort of, yeah,
it's
Letterman.
More like an isthmus.
Yes, and the island is right here.
The island.
And it's going to be separating from the peninsula
soon.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, it's sort of a Letterman.
If only you'd met a hair growth salesman.
Yes. If only.
Steer you in the right direction.
If I'd only met a hair growth salesman in an elevator randomly, that'd been spectacular. Spectacular.
While on deliveries.
Yeah. But since I didn't,
mm-hmm.
or didn't do anything, it was bad enough that he made that comment. Then he goes, "Why don't you have normal hair like everybody else?" Well, no, I take that back. He didn't say, no, his first comment was, "Why don't you cut it off?" Then his comment was, "Why don't you have normal hair like," and he's like, "Look at that little boy on that poster. He has normal hair." I mean, he's pointing out all these people, the doctor, Maggie, himself. Everybody has normal hair, but I have this freakish stripe on my head. And now I have headphones. Jan's been very quiet tonight.
Yeah, she has. She hasn't had much sleep, though.
She thinks we're freaks.
No, last night I actually had a group of sophomore girls at my house for a sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go Pete. Woo!
Pete left.
Was there like a pillow fight in their underwear and everything?
Oh my god, you guys.
Stop, Matt.
Yeah, Pete, yeah, pictures.
He was gone.
What's wrong with you?
Pete was not invited, but he wished he were because we did manicures and pedicures and it was fabulous, but those girls could stay up even later than all of the old people at our karaoke party.
Hard to believe.
It was shocking.
That is hilarious.
So I'm running
a little
on.
Tired.
I'm actually sleeping.
Right. Their eyes open.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Bye. Good night.
But getting back to your hair.
Non-follically challenged.
I think the only thing sadder than that story is the point of time at which
Merry Christmas to you too, Pete.
The point of time in which your son realizes that he is headed that direction.
Exactly.
Oh no!
We're home.
You're my father. We're genetically linked,
Luke.
So
I
who
am
knows?
Your father, you will have.
He has
my
good
hair
gene. I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. But you had very good hair when you were little.
I had lots of thick hair.
I don't think one's good and one's not good. I think they're both good. They're just different.
Oh, they're different, and there's a little less of one.
Perhaps.
Everybody's pretty.
The advantage to your hair, however, is that it gets you more and more to your celebrity look, which is, who does he look like? Have you guys already discussed this on your podcast?
Yes.
I don't think we've done a show.
No.
But who do you say? Because I think it probably is different. Who do you say?
He's a really good-looking Ron Howard.
No, I don't get that.
Opie?
Mm-mm.
I get the Ron Howard thing.
Howdy doody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, for me, it's because I have a man crush on this person.
God.
Horatio.
No,
I'm getting scared.
Billy Corgan. You look like the spitting image of Billy Corgan.
I wouldn't say spitting image.
Smashing Pumpkins frontman.
Oh. I'd have shaved my head at this point.
I have to look at that.
It's really close.
Can I see your teeth?
No. Here.
I saw Smashing Pumpkins when they were just young at the gallery.
Mm.
That shows you how old I am.
That must have been, 93 or 94?
I think it was about 90 or 91.
Oh, when they were first starting.
Yes.
Wow.
It's about this point that I think, you know what? I probably should have had some show notes for this idea.
Oh, I keep trying to back away so you don't hear the crunching.
Jan, did you bring any Bravo Victor, easy for me to say, Bravo Victor Juliet with you?
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
I speak for
I'm
her.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, nobody speak directly to her. You can ask all questions to me and I'll pass them on.
I'll talk to
your
handler.
To you.
Go ahead, Pete. What were you going to...
No.
Okay. No, I guess is the answer.
I think she did, but he's saving it. He's greedy. Hey, Pete, you know, I have a question for you, Pete. How was Long John Silver's on your birthday?
Oh, it was delicious.
I love it.
How many Pepto-Bismol tabs do you take after that bad boy?
Let's put it this way. You know how your body typically has 3 miles of intestine? I'm down to maybe a 200-yard sprint. Is that English enough for you people? Does that put it in terms you can grasp?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're making Matt cry. Red Boy is crying. Oh. I'll have to go get him a Kleenex here.
Well, the reason that really strikes me as funnier than it should be, probably, is that on their show he said that, or maybe it was Jan, said that I'm going to feed, he eats all the fish fillets, whatever that he can, and then
chicken.
Janet drives him home as fast as she can because he won't use the bathroom there.
That's how we know we're done. I mean, it's kind of that's my biological clock ticking.
And I'm aware of the slider effect of Long John. I mean, that much grease on anything is going to make it slide right through.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It comes out.
I love the crispies.
I mean, you can grease a 747 with those bad boys.
That's true. It was great. It was good times.
I haven't had Long John Silver since the last time I lost my colon.
Well, let's do it this weekend because I'm about ready to go on my big annual diet and workout routine again.
So she just
good luck.
Fingers crossed.
Do you need like
last year off? We just pretty much got to November, and I said, you know what? We're just gonna. This year's over.
Yeah.
So
she's back. We have a treadmill.
It's downstairs. Hey. It's prepared.
Anybody want to take a spin on it? You're welcome to.
I would love to.
Do you have a nice downstairs? I haven't been downstairs.
Well, we'll take you down a little later.
Later.
Okay.
But
great.
Just it's nicer than it used to be.
Well, just watch out for the beanbag because Luke had a play friend over today.
And he
destroyed
almost.
It.
Well, no. We have the basement. Yeah. The basement is relative. It's an older house, kind of like your house. So the basement's a little cooler because these things like breathe a lot. And so we have a little heater and...
We have a little heater.
A little heater.
And a little space heater.
His little friend was, they're all doing fine.
His friend was cold, apparently.
Well, all of a sudden, I'm upstairs. There you go. And I just had this overwhelming urge that I need to go down and check
not
on him.
Not supervising.
And I'm not going to spend all day down the basement watching G.I. Joe.
Not supervising.
But I hit the first step going down, I'm like, what's burning?
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
His friend had the beanbag chair literally against the heater, and he was sitting on it, too. And watching cartoons, I'm like, do you not smell the burning plastic or whatever this thing's made out of?
He probably said, oh, Luke's dad.
I said, get up, get up. Fire!
There wasn't fire a fire.
No, there was about to be a fire. And I'm like, just what I need to return a blazing child to the parents. So he got up and I said, okay, we can turn the heater off now. So...
we'll make sure and get a copy of this DCFS, and
yeah,
they'll take care of it. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't you folks worry.
Yeah, not to, you know, our daughter's only adopted, so, you know.
Yeah, it's obvious you guys have one too many children, and
we did. We had three.
Yes, too much. Right, one here. We have one too many children. The one with the big headphones, the headgear. The headgear.
I'll send them both home with them. Let's see how they do with them. Yeah, pod. You have all that podcast time, do you? Uh-huh. Let's see ya.
I have to Let's say, see though, you guys karaoke in, yeah. All right, with these little ones. All they, right.
We have two whole discs, over 50 children's songs
mm-hmm.
for the karaoke machine.
Bring them along.
So they will be karaokeing with
on,
us.
Come on, bring them along, yeah.
Well, and
we could, because Luke would just fall asleep.
And based on their careers, I mean, they are primed for children. You need some children.
Well, let me just tell you, for all of you people out there who
You're
are
pregnant.
Parents, no.
Here it comes. We've been saving
it. The boy podcast right now.
She's actually 8.5 months. We've been just waiting for this get together.
Wow. That explains the sweatshirt.
It's the sweatshirt covers mm-hmm. well. Orange mm-hmm. is a good hider.
Yeah.
Orange is a good coverage thing, you know.
Yes, right up there. No, but I have to say that on Christmas Day, we had 6 nieces and nephews that were aged 7 and under. And we are definitely hands down the favorite aunt and uncle mm-hmm. because we're the only ones that don't have kids yet, so we're still fun and we'll still
like, so are we till we became insane and broke.
Mm-hmm. And so, except that afternoon it was 4 o'clock and I was like, man, it must be 8:30 now, and then at 8 o'clock I was just absolutely on
Amy.
My back exhausted. You know, so I can't imagine doing that every day.
Well, that's part of why this has gone on so long, because we did have one date set up, and then Pete's like, well, we can't come over till 9. I'm like,
but we
yeah.
want them to join our club.
There won't be anybody here at
come
9
on
o'clock
over.
Who's awake.
Yeah, I know.
It's
you
a
people
great thing.
Oh, crap. It's 9:20. You know,
you will love children. Come on
yeah,
over.
Sure.
It is. Well, it's like marriage. Go get married. It's great.
You guys will love it.
Come on, you want to get married?
Pete, she'll always be with you. Always. Forever she'll be with you.
No, and then she says this, go ahead, no problem. Go, go out.
Have
go
a good time.
Out.
And when you come home, God help you.
Don't I know.
Not that late. I didn't say you'd be out that late.
Go out for like 30 minutes, have a beer, come home. Really?
I let you go to Schooner's and pick the food up and have a beer. Yeah.
Thank God it takes 20 minutes to get wings at Schooner's.
Mm-hmm.
Order, run down, slam the beer, and come home. Yeah.
I think there are some issues here that we're tapping into.
You know, they'll have kids. They'll find out. The insane. Did you see Fisher-Price exploded in my living room?
It's great.
Mm-hmm. I decorate all primaries.
It's like a wonderland of magic.
Discovery toys.
That's a very polite way of
saying
it. We
decided we're just going to adopt 16-year-olds.
That's a genius
idea.
Yeah,
that'll be great. No, wait. I had a bunch of them in our house last night. You weren't there. They're just as exhausted.
That's what he wants, a bunch of 16-year-old girls in his house.
We're going to adopt a bunch of 16-year-old girls. Must have own feather pillow, though.
Speaking of blasphemy.
Hands down, that's all I can.
Gross.
What is going on here?
It's Matt. He's a very, very, very bad influence on people.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Matt.
That's why I like Pete. I'm trying to hold on to my 20s.
Yeah, good luck.
Hold on,
I'm slipping
buddy.
Away, buddy.
I know.
Keep holding.
But you're going to turn 40 one of these days.
One of these days, and you will too.
You know what's going to happen then?
And I will always have more hair than you.
You know what's going to happen when you turn... Amy, you know what's going to happen when you turn 40?
Nothing.
You're going to have 5.5 years to figure out how to get me back.
I know, and you better not do anything bad.
You're going to have a... No, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, we have a book for you. Tell them what book, Janet, what you're reading right now.
His Needs, Her Needs.
How to
Affair-Proof Your Marriage.
We'll have to edit this, I'm sure. Pete. Well, okay, what's my needs? What's Pete's needs, maybe? That'd be more fun.
Well, according to the book, the number one need for women is affection. And the number
is that like sex?
No, 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 no.
Oh, damn,
I think you need to read the book.
Is it on tape? I never learned to read.
Maybe. Maybe. The number one need for men is sexual fulfillment.
Really? I don't need a book to tell me that.
I wrote that book.
And you're so young.
So
you're
what was,
genius. Right,
going back to my not remembering anything, what was the woman's thing? All I remember is sexual fulfillment.
I'll drop the book off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me open this damn beer.
Can't get it over.
I got frustrated, Janet, started talking about this book.
And man's number two need is
think,
a beer.
I think
just smash it.
The flask part of the beer knob thing
yes.
works better.
Well, why don't we touch on that, Amy? I am opening my beer. There's a website called...
This is a Christmas gift.
The website's after5catalog.com, but it's a hammer, as those in the room can see. But instead of a nail pole on one end, it's a bottle opener.
Awesome.
And in the handle, instead of a handle...
Oh, uh-oh. Wait, we haven't
flask.
Seen
here we go.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, it's currently empty, but...
There's nothing more enjoyable than drunk hammering.
That's what
let me
I
tell
said.
You, nothing more productive.
You know what? Let's go hammer some
let's hammer something. Well, you guys.
I think the idea is let's get hammered.
And then
it's a metaphor.
Tell them about
it's
the gift
simile.
That kind of goes with
well, I have
all of this and the flask type.
The
and
screwdriver?
And the opener.
What's that? The screwdriver?
No, your big thing.
Oh,
got.
I got a Mr. Beer. I'm brewing my own
we
beer.
Will be, he will be a brewmeister.
Wow.
Very nice.
Oh, wait till you taste it, then you might...
Yeah, it's going to be awful. Idea. It'll be yeah. awful. Just awful.
You know how we have... I have my embroidery machine. Maybe I'll make a little hat thing for it.
Have I drowned you out yet?
No. And it'll say, Redbird.
Let's go, Redbirds.
Well, that's spontaneous.
Red Boy and Red Bird. Oh, it's like...
You
it's
never like, see them together.
It's Red Boy and Red Bird. It's like made in Illinois. All right. You know, I should quiz.
easy. Easy. Easy cheesy.
All right. Should we quiz
just,
them with
no,
our...
No, I don't, just stop it.
All right. Well, if you're still hanging around, thank you for listening to the Red Boy podcast this
thank
week.
You.
Featuring our good friends. Nessa, Janet, and Just Pete from the Illinois podcast. Literally right down the street from us. Well, not as down the street as.
Kind of down the street.
Yeah. Down the street, yeah. Turn. Yeah.
Okay. Turn right, left, and right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little southeastern up here, but. Thank you for swinging by, guys. We appreciate
I think anytime. You're like a mile and mile point 1.2.
Check out Google Maps for more,
Google it. Google
more
it.
News about that. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks for opening
for
your house and your beer.
And your, yeah, and glad you enjoyed Switzerland or wherever you ended up there. Yeah. Yes. And, and see, what happens is we have to rewind because we don't.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, good to see you guys. That was great.
In post, you would do
yeah,
loop.
Sure, you'd loop it.
Yeah, in live.
Obviously, they weren't prepared for one of our outros.
No, they don't know what it's like.
Yeah, I don't get that far on the show. No.
Most people don't.
That's not nice.
No, Pete spends way too much time.
Hey, you guys can pick up our calendar. It's at len.com. That's len.com. Lendraws.com. Lendraws.com.
That's not a website, is it?
It will be now.
It will be now. There you go.
Len, needs pick it up.
There you go.
He doesn't listen to this show.
All right, well... God help you if you're still listening. Join us again next week.
That's blasphemy.
Redboypodcast.com. My email is redboy@redboypodcast.com.
Email him.
Email us.
I want faxes.
Yeah. What's your fax number?
Fax and voicemail is 206-888-GEEK. It's 206-888-4335.
What if we wanted to hand deliver something to your door? What's
no,
your address?
No, we won't get
what's
that.
What's your street address?
I'll just tell you my last name.
Let's see. I think it's somewhere on that side of town around the Washington
wouldn't.
Street area.
Oh, you wouldn't do that. Send it to the Coachman Motel. Yeah, no.
All right, we have 5 seconds. This is Red Boy. Your name?
Out.
No. Red Boy.
Absolute Amy.
Ness Janet.
Steve.
These people suck. Red Boy.
Absolute Amy. I'm eating. Sorry.
Absolute Amy. No.
Absolute Janet.
Ness Janet.
Princess Buttercup.
Just Pete.
Princess Buttercup.
Aussie Tom somewhere out there. Hey, did Captain Carl come tonight?
Gar, he did.
Say goodnight, Captain Carl.
Gar, good night. And thanks for listening.
Good night, Pete.
To the red.
Did you just cut him off?
No, I didn't cut him off.
Contest, Dad.
All right. And we are?
Out.
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 Out. Oh.